Give a warm applause to Acacia.
Well, thank you for coming, and of course, thank you to the CCC organization for being here all these many years and build up and invite us to present our project here. Because well, we have been working very hard there in the middle of the river. We are now living under the bridge in Calafou, and after 2 years, we think that maybe we can show something of what we are doing, though we are still in process. And well, this is about Calafou, that is by now has a very pretentious name. It's a post-capitalist eco-industrial village. We call it Colonia in Spanish and in Catalan too. And I'm going to explain why in a bit, what it means to be a colony there in Europe. So, well, this is where we spend most of the time lately. And this is a space that has been inhabited since the 13th century until the year 75. That was the year in which Franco died and I was born, and it was abandoned, no, in the same year. And it was in Catalonia, there has been not so much energy or forests as in other places. And there was a long tradition of using the river waters for powering mills. So this has been a wet mill, a paper mill, but basically all the time a people mill for many, many years. And for us it's very important to try to leave the space in a different way now and with the memory of the exploitation that has been done there. Well, we have a lot of more green than in other parts of Catalonia because we are in the creek of a river, and we have some inundations too, floodings also for this, and we have also a hydroelectric turbine in the place, 4.8 megabytes. And well, what is an industrial colony? It's a space, it's like a little town with its church, of course, its school, and it's working houses. These pictures are other colonies. There are approximately 200 colonies in Catalonia. And now most of them are abandoned. Some have been refurbished. Some have become luxurious spas. And also river is a bit contaminated. Ours was still unused. And there have been places where the isolation is like a town, but with an owner, and where the families had to provide at least 4 people that could work to be able to live there. And it was very practical to avoid any kind of syndicalism or working rights, because they were very isolated, the workers there. And so it was very important also during the Republic a lot of owners of these places got killed, and a lot of places got collectivized because they were very symbolic. And we are loaded with all this symbolism in Catalonia to be a post-capitalist colony. So this is our context, and this is one of our members. She's trying to clean up a little water mine, we call it, to gather water when it rains. The youth right now in Spain and in Catalonia is living a very difficult moment. They are having more and more education, and there's less and less work. I don't know if you have met many Catalonians or Spanish lately. They are coming over more often in the north, like we started doing before. And there's a big problem with the houses also. and there's all this pride of the industrialization, and we can make profit of all these situations and gather a lot of very interesting people in our place. Then this is another of the things that has happened that helped us create Calafou. This is our dear hero, Enric Duran. I don't know if you remember about his case in 2008. He's an activist of décroissance or degrowth and finance disobedient. And he made a very original kind of activism. He started asking for a lot of credits to the banks and created more companies, and then he will ask more credits, kind of 1 million euros of credit. He used half of it to keep doing it, and when he couldn't go with the whole ball of credits anymore, he made a save some money to run away, and then he made a really big publication of the crisis paper, which is we spread all over the city, big conference, and explaining why he did it, where the money comes from, why everybody should do the same, how can you do it, and so he gave away most of the money to a lot of people. This was before Calafou. We have bought Calafou with this money. And all this affected a lot the way the people started seeing the banks just before. All these problems that were also in Spain, and now a lot with the primes. I don't know if you know what are the primes, subprimes. These mortgages prepared to take the houses out of the people. And so this was very important in that moment in Spain and in not just in Catalonia. And this created a really big situation that helped to create the Cooperativa Integral Catalana, which is the mother project of Calafou. A Cooperativa Integral Catalana, it's very hard to translate in English, but I'm sure Germans have one word for it, like us. And integral for the members of our cooperative means like total, absolute, definitive, final, let's say here, no? And it means that we want to create a cooperative that is on the Catalonian zone. And we want to fulfill all the needs of our members through solidarity, exchange, internal exchange, without forgetting the government and everybody else except our members, no? And all kinds of needs like housing, education, defense, whatever, no? And this we can do, evolving like a series of autonomous projects that follow some principles, like assemblearism, consensus, and degrowth, which do, who knows what degrowth is? Good, and so I get to say it. So the degrowth décroissance is a way of thinking that the intends to live and try to waste less resources or use the resources more more intelligently and stop predating especially other countries and try to live with local production and waste less so we can keep living in the planet longer without exploiting other people, no? So this is very important for La Cooperativa Integral, and that's why it's Catalana, because we think it has to be in the ambit of Catalonia. Now more cooperatives are being born in France and in other places, but we don't want to have a world cooperative because it would not be the point, because it's about local. And so we don't want to be self-sufficient like Walden or this thing, go back to the garden. We don't want to make our own amoxicillin, or we think we have to use the resources we have on our place and create. And with this, we can exchange with other collectives, and so we can all live. One does the Sicily, another does one thing and another, and of course we exchange skills, no, and goods. We go install Wi-Fi net antennas, we get almonds or the, but the, we teach also to install the antennas, of course. People is so lazy, they give you the almonds anyway. And so we also, the cooperative is also a very important financial infrastructure because it allows us to have much more freedom. Like for example, if you have problems with the banks or you are in debt and you want to keep earning some money, you can earn it through the cooperative, and so they cannot take it away from you. Or you can earn or alternative currency, and with this money you can buy inside the cooperative and there are no taxes. Or you can also sell things without license between the members of the cooperative. You can sell medicinal herbs, or you can sell food without having a proper place. And we build up on trust, no? We think the people can see how we make our things, and they trust us because it's everything is proximity, and we don't need to pay taxes or bother with these people. And also another thing that is happening with the Cooperativa Integral is that it has an attitude that allows people that never has been in activism to also participate in the organization. So we get a lot of very formal people. We have lots of families in the cooperative and lots of hippies also. So the cooperative has many, many different projects. We are going to talk about Calafó, but I wanted to give you a little insight on the different ones. So we have a financing cooperative where the people that has money can borrow the money there, and the financing cooperative has an assembly that decides to give this money to other projects without interest. No, there's no interest in general. Sometimes there's a little bit for expenses, but almost nothing. And then we have a cooperative of builders and electricity installers. We have a health center, mostly preventive, but there's also a dentist. We have lots of houses or little farms, and we are around 2,000 people, no? That it has that is member of the Cooperativa Integral Catalana, not the other cooperatives. So this is Calafó. We entered there in July 2011. Actually it's badly written. We started before. We started in November 2010, but till we gathered the people and the money we needed to enter, we took 6 months. And well, we have a housing cooperative. We have a workspace where we do development. We do events, outreach, workshops. We have lots of, it says strong female participation, and I always read female participation of strong females. And we come from the free software movement or from the squatting movements. We try to apply permaculture design on the place. Even if it's not a garden, you can design the system in a permacultural way. and also the degrowth we see again, and the queer, we have some problems with this binary thing. We have no idea, but yeah, well, it's clear in the picture. And so the numbers, 2.8 hectares, we have 27 apartments for the workers. Now I'm gonna make you the map. We are very close to Barcelona, and this is very important for us because it's not like isolated in the middle of nowhere that just people that has a car can go. You can go there without a car. And we are gonna have to pay €500,000. We do 4,000 a month between the credit and the lease we have with the owner, that we are paying 10 years of lease to the owner, and a little money we gave at the start. Well, little, compared to the total. And right now we are fixed at least 46 people. We looked it up on the table. But yeah, it's such a big project. It's very hard to say how many people is in there, not there. Some people is staying, some people comes in vacation, some people sends postcards, some people is arranging architecture contests and things. So we are also, of course, a bigger group of people, not just the people that lives there. We enjoy a lot of support, and we also give a lot of, we can give a lot of support, like when the houses get squatted, we can save the staff, and we exchange, no? We organize in an assembly. We have an assembly every week where we decide most of the staff. And then we have this housing cooperative, which is, I think in Germany, there are similar forms. And so the cooperative owns the house, and actually the whole Calafó, and we can buy the right of use of the house. It's almost like being the owner, but it has some differences. For example, for us, it's very important that this is the first house of the people that buys it. So they don't have, it's not the weekend house. They live there. It's their house. We don't want vacation houses. You cannot leave the house empty. If you go to whatever 1 year, you have to get somebody to use your house somehow. Otherwise, it's fair game. And the workshop space, we do it more rent based. It's not you cannot buy the workshop space. And we rent it in a very cheap rent. We think it's €1 a square meter. And also we think we have a very big list of things you cannot do, and blah, blah. Yeah, it has to be non-hierarchic, sustainable, blah. We big list. And we don't want to be alone there. We are very afraid, fearful of this isolation situation, not this kind of shining syndrome. And so we welcome visitors all the time. And we have this policy that every guest has a godmother that helps to introduce, and we have a little how-to. Also, of 40 pages where you can learn everything, the garbage, and how to deal with the chicken and everything, where to shit, everything. And so this is the space. There is this big one there is the building of the workers. Then we have this huge warehouse that was burned in 2004, and is right now is our biggest pain because it's still suffering with the rains and everything, and we don't know how to deal with this roofing shit. And then we have This is the main building we have in use right now, or the in best conditions, where the wood workshop and the kitchen and the social center under it. Then this kind of unfinished one with the blue tank on top is the guest house in the summer. And yeah, well, that's mostly that. Well, somewhere is the church, we don't do anything there. And that one is very bad condition. It looks good, but it's very bad. And it's falling from inside, so we don't really know. Oh, forever. And there's a speaker on Sunday that wants it. If you want to leave it on the speaker desk, he will be very happy. And yeah, well, this is more or less what Calafogue is. There's a bigger part that is always on risk of flooding. And so we cannot build so much there, though we can enjoy the space, and the animals also do. And the companies that throw all their shit over there on the river. So these are different images of more broken places here. We try to make them. We are rebuilding, so we have this space full of rubble. This is when the river grows, the canal brings a lot of erosion, stones, and it's the Anoia River is suffering a lot of problems. With the companies in Igualada are leather treatment companies and paper companies. The company Smoking of Smoking Paper has the factory 10 kilometers upstream. And also the big urbanization happening in the whole valley of the river that is 50 kilometers long, it's creating much more erosion than before. The people say, and now sometimes a lot of stones come in the river, or it's not like it used to be. So about technology, what we say that we want to do there is open grassroots development of resilient and sustainable technology. Because we think technology is not neutral, and that the way who is entitled to develop the technology will also put their way of thinking on how the technology works, no? And what is this used for, or what are the goals for it. So for us it's very important that the technology development happens between the people that uses the technology. And so we want to create a place where people can develop their own tools and also that it is sustainable. We have a lot of technophiles, also también that wants to move there, that moves there. And in the same model that, for example, many times the hack labs are inside a squad or work with other collectives and make web pages of people. We also have all the different collectives of the Cooperativa Integral Catalana that give us a set of problems to address that for us are very interesting. And we also have relationships with the town and with the school, and we are creating a little net node of the cooperative also in our immediate surroundings. That is the Comarca de la Anoia. And we try to see what to do with the local resources, like the ones we have already there, what they can be used for. Yeah, well, this is more or less what happens to you if you get transplanted from a hack lab to this kind of space, no? We We try to create an environment of learning collaboration. We try to, it casts a bit, no? But we try to organize the spaces in a way that everybody can see where the things are and welcome new people on the groups. And also for example, the people of the Cooperativa Integral Catalana can come to Calafó to build up things with us. We have soldering workshop, carpentry workshop. We also try to follow this model of sharing knowledge and preparing a bit a situation of educational, and people help us to build up, and then they learn to build. So we organize a workshop on earth plastering, and we plaster the house. A workshop on, so we put the people to work in exchange of this knowledge, and it's working very well. Everybody is happy with this exchange. I have to say what the picture, I should say what the pictures are for. So the previous picture, here is the water group is doing for, what are you doing? It's very big pictures. It was, okay. I'm not gonna do it anymore. So we, are you done? The water group has been doing a lot of forensics on how the water was working before and how the water in general works, because we had no idea about this. We are used to this council water with pressure, and then everything is different. It's like siphons and gravity. And I mean that we use the gravity to move the water instead of pumps. Gravity is exactly like here. So here we are finding different fountains and things. There are lots of catacombs under Calafó. And we also have a lot of neighbors come to visit the place that were born there or were working there. And they help us to find out the fountains and the things and tell us how it was working. And this is our workshop on solar cooking. We did for a meeting where people is testing the solar oven. I don't know if it's really worth it to do it here. And so this is right now we are in a moment in which we have created a basic infrastructure after 2 years. We more or less have a kernel of people that knows each other and knows how not to kill each other while working. But we need still more people working in specific projects. And there's a lot of industrial space for workshops and for start doing things. Another thing that is happening to us is that we are spending much more time than we thought we would into all this infrastructure that we were used not to take care of, as sewage, water treatment, energy production, all these things. Usually we just plugged from the street, and now we have to go to do all the other parts before the house, and so we are learning a lot. And we are starting, there are some projects that are starting. That we are going to mention some now. And so what we have been working on lately is where we are working on efficient engines, fuel engines with these hydrogen injections, adapting diesel engines to use used cooking oil. That we have a lot in Spain. There's a lot of long tradition of the bars and everything. I don't know how it's going here. We are also working on efficient wood heating with the rocket stoves, building rocket stoves in the houses, in general, not in the houses, but in all Calafó. We are trying to do solar cooking in the summer because we think it's very sustainable and degrowth because this energy is very clean. And we are also working on food dehydration, which is also a pretty green technology for food storage. We have the ram pump and everything. We make soap because it was very expensive, the biodegradable soap. And also we had this problem that we had a lot of oil, so we just are making soap now. And we are working on phytoremediation, which is using plants specific to clean up the water, because as we have such a contaminated river because of the companies upstream, and a contaminated land because of the companies that were in Calafó. Well, we need to, we cannot plant food there, but we can plant plants that are clean and maybe produce something. We are planting lots of willow right now. Then, we have a hack lab too. We are working in a project, the Phone Liberation Network, that is just a bunch of Asterix servers to go, we call for free. And we have also people working in social networks. In Lorea is a collective that works on some versions of ELK. I don't know if you know N-1. It's also part of, it came from the Lorea project too. Then we have more old school technologies. We have a kiln, a foundry. This guy is making this foundry there. We have a carpentry workshop. We make marmalade. There's this guy that makes marmalade. Because we skip a lot of food, or we sometimes calculate badly in the summers. And so marmalade started happening contingently. Now it's more an economical activity of a person. And then we do a lot of cognitive production. We make documentaries, we develop software, we design and document, we make performances. There's some circus going on too. And we like to do a lot of workshops and informative events. This is one of the ones, the more important ones. This is an event we do in Easter. It's about technologies for eco villages mainly. No, a lot of people that is creating projects outside of the city, and there are a series of. There are very important machines that need to be built in these places, and we work on this together. And so, why am I here? Telling all this to you, that you don't look like you go to these places. Well, because we need now that we had already more or less fixed these kind of things, we would like to have a second layer of projects joining in. We want people to use the space. We want people to visit, but also to start projects there, to get interested on something in particular. To donate money and materials, everything you need to dump, you just can dump it there. Well, not everything, every router, every whatever. Or maybe if you need to make a development session, you can go there, it's very nice. You can talk about our project, you can start a similar project somewhere else after visiting us, and for us it's very important to create an exchange node and to also get new ideas coming from outside, and yeah, now we are ready for more. These are the things we are doing the next month. We are preparing a meeting on plastic, because we've done some experiments. Once we did we didn't throw the garbage for 2 months. And yeah, well, so we have decided we have to do something with plastic now, because most of the things that we cannot, is the most garbage we produce right now, the plastic. We take care of our shit, literally. We take care of the kitchen waste. We take care of the wood waste. We got used, for example, to not treat the wood, so we can saw the saw and the dust we can throw to the garden. The problem is the plastic, no? And so we are going and to think all together what to do with this plastic now. And we are preparing a meeting about for sysadmins of autonomous servers, or where sysadmins and servers, no, services in general. And we are preparing the end of March. I don't know if you know Marcel Mars. He's coming to make this book scanner there, so we are going to have a digital public library. We already have a little, of course, no, a little server with our files, but we would like to enrich the commons. And then the Eclectic Tech Carnival is also happening in August there this year, which we are really happy for, especially because this time is no women only, so we can attend. And yeah, we always are organizing things, and also there's a permanent workshop. Or, well, I think that's it. Are we in
15 minutes?
Oh, great. Please, questions?
So we have 20 minutes left for questions. Please queue behind the microphones here and here. And we also probably have questions from the internet. So we start with microphone one.
Okay. Chika, could you explain three little points? One, I guess it's a kind of occupation. It's a squat structure. So you occupied the building?
No, we are buying this time.
Yeah, but no, but just to compare it to what do my other friends across the world. What are the relationships? Who's the owner of that land or property? And how did you build the kind of relationship, if you did, with them? Second part, were you able to build up a strong relationship with neighbors like they did in Can Masdeu? And three, I guess you get your food from Can Masdeu, amongst others. No, where does it come, your food? For example, as you can't cultivate anything there, you can't grow anything.
So the first question is how we handle the owner.
Yeah. So the occupation, the whatever.
It's not an occupation.
Cops never came to put you out or to, you know.
We are buying the thing. The owner, he is very old, and so he made this hydroelectric turbine there, and he really likes the property, and he wanted to keep the turbine and the canal, and he wanted to sell the rest. Nobody wanted to buy just the rest and not the canal. And the other offer he had was to make a place to burn garbage. And another thing I didn't say is that the land is qualified for industrial use. That is very important also for us. And that's why they could burn garbage there. And he lives very nearby. And he said he could not do something like this to his own town. And so he, I don't know, he's a bit old and he got sensitive. He liked us. And so now he's dividing the property into two parts. So he keeps this hydroelectrical plant, which is giving him around 5,000 euros per month. And so he wants to keep this, or maybe we can buy it someday, but it's going to be quite expensive. And we have the rest of the colony. He comes every day. We can talk with him. He has something to do. And we have a lease on the property. We made a big payment, so he could get his own mortgage cleared and start with the separation of the property. And now we are in the lease for 10 years.
Where do you get your food?
The food. From many, many different sources. Camasdeu is very far away. I know the Barcelona looks all together here, but it would be like 20 euros of fuel to go and come back, and we have other projects nearby. We buy a lot of really bad food too. We don't buy a lot of organic food. We try to, you know, in the summers and that, but many times, like, we buy a lot of milk and things like this from the supermarket.
And then with the neighbors?
The neighbors are producing a little. We are starting a vegetable garden nearby, not in the in our land, but like a community garden in a nice place with more sun and more water.
Okay, microphone two. Please make sure to speak into the microphone.
Do you have children at the project?
We have some children in the project. They start, we had more, and a lot of people decided to leave because it was very difficult to collaborate with the project, and they could not move so soon. And many of them have said that they are going to come back. No? And now we have a couple of children living there that are not in school yet. One has 1 year. Then we have in the town nearby, there's a couple with a girl that is part of the project, but they are living in a flat in the town. And in the summers, we have many children visiting, but they are not living there. The parents come with them. It's very unsafe for children there. Uncomfortable maybe, but especially unsafe. Depending on the age, can be dramatic. But yeah, we want to have more. We have old people, but right now it's the infrastructure is preventing a lot of people to participate. And luckily, children, people with problems for walking, people with psychological problems had also had to live by themselves, no, because they couldn't handle all this precarity. And it's really, it's sad, you know, you have to be fit because, you know, it's very hard there right now. The idea, of course, is to be, to have all kinds of ages.
Okay, one question from the internet.
Hello. So we have multiple questions. One is about that given the context of the crisis, are you also trying to hack the political system to increase participation in society? And the second one is about permaculture. So Moraki would like to know what elements of permaculture do you apply in the colony? Specifically, if you are trying to maintain a stable and increasing energy return on energy investment. And there
okay,
are two...
Well, that's okay, enough that's for enough. One round, so you can answer.
So the first question, I don't know, is a bit like for a politician, no? Like, yeah. And the second one is, permaculture usually it's used to design farms, but actually it's a system, it's a design system for a design technique or a series of design patterns for any kind of system. And things that we use is this, for example, of trying to see what to do with the resources we have there and make the problem is the solution, like we are making soap because it's permacultural, because we had two problems and now we have a solution or a research, and we try to use all and put elements on our system that serve more than one function. Also, there are different the design principles of the permaculture that we try to apply. Like, the three basic principles of permaculture, there is take care for the earth, take care for the people, and share the surplus. The three basic principles of permaculture, and we try to follow them too.
Okay, great. Microphone one, please.
Yeah, thanks for the inspiring talk. I've got a question about the currency you mentioned. You said it's the echo. And my question is, how is it related and connected to the currency around you? Do you have any taxes that have to be paid when you exchange back to the money outside, or do you just can you just use it inside the projects you were mentioning?
And the currency we use is a system that developed many years ago in South Africa. That was being used by the eco networks of Barcelona before the Cooperativa Integral, and it's the community exchange system. Horrible ASP applications, but they're really nice people, and so you can set up your network of exchange, and you decide if it has a currency, if your currency has any relationship with the normal currency. With the normal world, yeah, with the bank currency. And so we have decided that there are several different eco networks, like the Barcelona, the Cooperativa Integral one, now the one we have in Calafou. And for example, the one we have in Calafou, the eco network of Anoia, that is our local network, has decided to call rivers the money. They are not echoes, but they are the same value that the echoes, and we say that is €1, one echo, but this is not, this is just a convention we have said. This is not something that is on the system. We sometimes make a fair, and where people that is, has not an account on our system, they can buy at the door paper echoes and change them. And depending on the network, you can put a little tax also. In our local network, they have decided to put 4% of taxes. And this money goes to common goals of the whole network. Because they are starting, they plan to take it out when they have bought some things they want to buy, and they want to fix a place in a nearby town, city, a nearby city, Igualada. There is a store now, and they want to fix it, so they need some money, so they have applied a little tax. And it was in assembly, everybody said yes. But it's not related, really. There is no exchange back.
Okay, microphone two.
My question is if you had any problems within the community, maybe some newly arrived people brought problems or were just there to use your resources but will not contribute in your system.
As usual.
Okay.
No more.
And how did you get rid of them? So you just...
It depends on the person, no?
Okay.
Sometimes it's just demoralization. Sometimes the conflicts are too big and you have to take a decision. It's very hard also to know if a person is gonna work in the rest of the community or not. So we don't have a rule with this. We try to apply rules, make rules, and then there are always exceptions. We are a very young community. We try to resolve conflicts physical violence against the people, no, against the persons is forbidden.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So if you beat up somebody, you have to leave. This is like this.
Okay, well, thank you.
So another question from the internet. You don't have to put out the microphone.
There are two very simple questions. One is asking if there is a wiki with more documentation about the various projects in Calafo. And the other is asking how fast is the internet connection in Calafo.
I'm very glad you asked that question because I forgot to mention a very important collective that is supporting us, that is WifiNet. That is the network of, it's a very long story, but it started, like it's a network of different wireless projects that now are becoming very, very strong and they are giving very good connection. They put an antenna, we had internet before electricity, they were always very supportive, and we have a hydroelectric turbine. And we have, I don't remember exactly right now, where we have a problem in the winter because of the humidity. We have 1.8 is the distance to the other antenna, and we have one of these nano station thingies. But it goes very well, quite stable, and we have an tunnel. So sometimes we have problems with the internal network. Too many admins. You know how it goes. Usually, if you go there, it's working, but the human factor, the bottleneck. We have too many admins.
Great. And the question about the wiki?
The wiki, we have in calafo.org, it's our webpage, and also come back, baby. What are you doing? Okay.
Well, maybe in the meantime, already microphone one can pose your question.
Yeah, I had another currency-related question. So the context I had heard about Calafo was actually Bitcoin. If you look at the website of the cooperative, there are like two articles about Bitcoin, and then there's Libitcoin, which is an alternative implementation of Bitcoin, which says it's Calafo project, and some people living in the cooperative have worked on it. And there's Dark Wallet, which says it's endorsed by Enric Duran, which is an anonymization of the Bitcoin protocol. And that's something I have really trouble wrapping my head around, because if there is such an ideology behind Bitcoin, then it's more anarcho-capitalist or libertarian. It's certainly not what I associate with the story you told. So I'm not sure whether there's debate within the cooperative about Bitcoin, and could you tell us a bit more about it?
I'm glad you asked this question. Well, we give autonomy to the people to work in whatever they think is important, no? And of course, there is people working on Bitcoin in Calafo. I don't know if it's. I don't think we haven't talked in assembly that to address this issue like a Calafo project. But yeah, they are doing it there. They are staying for a while there. But we use the other money. There's a hack lab there. There are people is coding, no? They are coding Bitcoin now. Some of us.
So it's not officially endorsed by the cooperative?
Well, we don't have an endorsement policy neither, and so we don't know exactly what endorsement is. they are living in Calafo, so I guess we are somehow endorsing the project, no? but it's not that we decided to work on Bitcoin, but it's more like a more autonomous thing.
Okay, thanks. So microphone two, please put it down a little bit, the microphone.
Have you had to physically defend the space at all, like recently, from cops or other pigs?
Well, when we arrived, we had this issue with it. Because yes, there was not a lot of copper anymore, but there was still some. Mm. And so once in a while, there would come some dodgy people, and we also look quite dodgy. And so they were like, we are working here. No, but now we live here. No, but we talk with the owner. Mm.
But has that?
Yes, but we are buying. You. Buying. We are buying now, yeah, but now they don't come anymore. It was at the start, no? But it was okay, not so violent. Then we had this kleptomania guy from the town. But he gave us everything again.
Okay, do we have another question from the internet?
So, if my German is good enough to understand this Twitter, somebody is asking if people who do not work can or cannot be thrown out from the community.
Who do not work? It's a very...
It's a very binary question.
I think
the question is meant in the way that if you are not able to work, for instance, if you're a child or something, are you thrown out of the are you thrown out of the community, or if you're disabled, or if something prevents you from being
if
able
you're
to
about
work?
If you go away. No. Well, we don't have a real policy of this, but usually the people that cannot work because they are ill, they don't wanna go there because it's you have to walk, not work, for example, but you have to walk a lot. And this, if you have a broken leg or something, we have had situations of members of the colony that they were. Sorry, I put the wiki link on the screen. Maybe I can make it bigger.
It's cooperativa.ecoxarxes.cat. And maybe you can tweet it or something.
This
or
is
like
the social
the
network
IRC.
Of the cooperativa. In the cooperativa integral catalana, José dice Lorea. No.
Okay. Can we take another question? Are you still, do we have still 1 minute?
Can I finish to answer this new question? Sorry, I got sidetracked. And no, we don't kick out the people that is not allowed, it's not, no, cannot work. And we also have had a lot of people burn out too, because there's a lot of work to do. And so many times there's people that is not working in a moment or another. They need to rest, they need to go on vacation, they need to go party. As long as they don't do it all the time, it's not a problem, no? Everybody has to do it.
Okay, we take microphone two at the end, so you are not standing there the whole time without purpose. It's okay.
How do you decide things and who does decide? And for example, to how you distribute your resources, how do your decision processes work? Do you have a big assembly or?
Yes, we have a weekly assembly and we work by consensus. And depending on the moments, first we had a bigger structure of everyday work. We had a meeting in the morning and a meeting in the evening, every day when we entered. And now, later on, we divided on work groups. And now we do a mix of both. And we are starting to realize that we have like two modes, summer and winter. And so maybe soon we are going to structure this better. Because there's always like a negotiation, a moment in which a lot of people start coming that don't know what to do, wants to help but don't know what to do. And then there are moments like now that there are not so many guests, and so you can do it in a more informal way. But the assembly is every Sunday at 6, and we are working on and try to work in a consensus-based decision making.
And who is we? Is this are these always the same people
everybody
who decide, or
that is there on Sunday? And people that is coming for the first time is invited to introduce themselves and learn about the collective, and not tell us everybody they think about everything, because maybe we talked already about this. And to, we tried the godmother to, the function of the godmother is to introduce the people on the organization and explain a bit. And then as the more time you have on the place, the more you can decide.
So sort of an initiation process. When you have been long enough in this community, you get to decide. You also get to decide.
That is not so. It's not so clear. We made once. We made some decision that the strategical decisions about this about topics like how the energy is shared are gonna be decided by the people that has productive projects and the people that lives there. Who's living there is gonna be decided by this and that. We have took a lot of decisions, but in the practice, the assembly is the assembly. Everybody talks, and many times it's not just who takes the decisions. But what happens is that people that hasn't been long enough proposes things that we already tried and it didn't work. We say like, no, we did that last year, and blah. Ah, vale. It's more okay about information.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Before you leave the room, like grab your ways and your bottles, and please leave the room only through the door in front, like so people can go inside the room from the other side. And so thank you very much again for the talk.
Thank you very much. Thank you to the CCC for inviting us.